There is only one ultimate weapon, and that is the infantryman with his rifle. In an era of devastating scientific weapons and push-button warfare, it still takes the ultimate weapon to storm a hill, occupy a city, and fight whatever limited war the enemy may start. It takes a well-trained, modern army to guard our country. The foundation of the United States Army is laid during basic training, in a world of shouting sergeants and bewildered young recruits. The United States Army trains its men in the finest military traditions of discipline, physical fitness, and courage. This record is dedicated to the men in Army Green.
Self-confidence and self-discipline. In conclusion, we at Dix hope we're not only going to turn out better, excellent trained soldiers, but in the long pull, that we will be turning out men who will be better American citizens, regardless of where you go or whatever your careers might be. And I wish you every success, health, and happiness. Thank you.
Here's how it begins, that first hectic week of training. There are many things to do: processing, medical examination, shots, clothing issue, a battery of tests, haircut. All planned to get you thinking and acting.
Hey, Smith. My name is Sergeant Owens. I want to welcome you to the 2nd Reception Company. You'll be here approximately 3 days. And among those 3 days, you'll be taking a series of testing, drawing your clothing issue, shots, and dog tags. Now, whether you're going to stay here in Fort Dix or ship out of here down south, I don't know. But while you're here, these barracks will be stricken fast. The latrine will be cloned. Your shoes will be shined, and your bunks will be made the proper way. And then in the morning when you get up, you'll be notified. Probably you'll get up about 3:30 or 4 o'clock in the morning. There'll be a runner comes around and gets each and everybody up. You'll fall out in the company street in 2 hours for chow, you'll be marched to chow. After you finish chow, you'll fall back out on the other side of the mess hall, you'll be marched back to the area. As soon as you get back to the area, you'll go back to your barracks, what little bit of stuff you got to get done in there, and you'll be called out about 6:30. From there, you'll start your process. You'll be marched from this area, and you'll be marched back from this area. The PX, the coffee shop, the telephone center is off limits until 5 o'clock at night. We have more processing to do in this area after 5 o'clock. You'll be told when you can go to the telephone center and the PX and snack bar.
You men in here to get all kinds of iron clothing. The clothing you'll get comes to approximately $200. So it's up to you to take care of it. You go through this warehouse, you'll see signs on the wall like that sign down there. It tells you the amount of clothing you're authorized to receive and the kind of clothing. It's up to you to check that clothing at each station before you leave. You get at this last station over here, it's called sign out. You sign that form, go out of here, and if you're missing an article of clothing, that's tough luck. You pay for it. It comes out of your pocket. You have to take care of it now. You're in the Army. All right, this white slip of paper here. Top line says name. Write your last name down, initial your first name alongside of it. Go down about halfway in the slip of paper, and it says weight. Write your exact weight down there. If you don't know, come within 10 pounds. Flip the card over, the brown card on the back. Top line of that card says date, 11 April 60. Line below there says name and grade. Write your last name down and initial your first name alongside of it.
I'm in the reserves, and I'd like to know. I was a corporal in the reserves when I came in. What about rank? Did I put down a corporal?
Don't put no rank down. Just put your name down. That's good enough. Got that first card done. Flip it up. You've got a second card on the back. You've got 1 minute. You fill that card out the same way as you did the other one. All right, you men, strip down to 5 items. Shorts, shoes, and socks. Stay on. Eyeglasses and jewelry stays on. Your billfold goes in the civilian pants pocket, goes in the bottom of the duffel bag. It starts dripping down. Let's get these t-shirts off. Let's go, fellas. All right, hurry up.
Next. All right, up against the wall, put your pants on, roll your cuffs up, take the other pair, hold them in your hand, wait for the teller to tell you to come get your haircut. That's what you're looking for while you're waiting for the haircut. Move out. Next. Make sure you get your green ones on first.
Put both boots on. Don't touch the lace. I take the first pair, put them in the bag, put the second pair on. Feel the same, put them away.
All right, let's go. Move it up. Rush along a little bit. Keep it tight. I said, let's go. Tighten it up. Move on. Get your laces tied up. Move out. Hurry up. That last man on the end stepped down real quick, right? Get down that line.
All men on 11-1 and 11-2 roster. Outside in two ranks. Get haircuts, men. They're shaking up. Get moving.
Just a turn, please.
I'm sorry, sir. I meant to give you a regulation haircut.
You can't take it a little easy?
I know to give you.
Thank you, sir.
Next, please.
Do you have to cut it so short?
I'm sorry. You have to cut it at least 2 inches on top, high and close on the side and back.
This is where those corners
are. It'll be nice and square. Don't worry.
Sergeant Phil Gagnon cordially invites you to a party. Dress is very informal, and better yet, let him tell you.
Hello.
Hey!
I just been to the company commander's office. You want to know something? I'm sick and tired of walking that company commander's office and getting my butt chewed up one side and down the other. I've had it. Now, this place is going to be cleaned tonight. If you think you've got enough guts to live in this place, well, I don't. This place is a pig pen. It's filthy. I've never seen a place this dirty in my life. Now, the company commander walked in through here this morning. He told me what he thought of it. And I'm going to tell you what I think of it. It stinks. It's lousy. And we're going to fix it up tonight. And I mean we are going to do it. First squad, Constantino, you are going to take your squad, and you are going to clean the latrine. That latrine is going to be so clean. I'm going to be able to bring my girl in there, and I can tell her she's going to live in there for 5 days, and she's going to smile. That place is going to be so clean, I'll be able to eat chow off the floor. Second squad, Tabiz, you are going to take your squad. You are going to wash every window in this place. And those windows are going to be so clean that people are going to walk through them. And third squad, you are going to take your squad. You are going to shine this floor until it sparkles. And the last squad, the fourth squad, you are going to be outside. You are going to rake. You are going to clean that place so clean on the outside it's going to look like a show place. That's what it is. Now you people get away and get moving. Let's go!
Call it dismounted drill or ground pounding, it still means a lot of weary soldiers and tired feet.
I'm right. Pull!
No guided missile or rocket has been devised to cope with this military situation.
All right, at ease, men. Now, your men aren't KP this morning. You're here for one purpose. That's to work. Now, you might get a break. It only depends how well you work. If you don't work well, you get nothing. Now, don't try to be mean. I can see the work done. Fellas work for me, and I'll see that you get out of here about 9 o'clock tonight, or 10. Now, we only have a few chores to do this morning, just washing windows and trees and all that stuff, but I'm fighting what you fellas can handle. Now, there'll be no smoking while you're on duty. Once you're assigned to your job, you take a break, you get permission from the person that you're working under. I don't want to see any men any time sitting around doing nothing without being told. Now, as I say now, once you line up right here, I'm going to give you your assignment. You'll stop drinking coffee. When I tell you to go to work, I want you to move out smarter. Let's go to work.
All right, men, you off until 9:30. You will be back in your barracks at 9:30. The lights will go out at 10 o'clock in the barracks. That means everybody, if you're not sleepy, you will lay there. You no noise in the barracks at all.